Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Wild Ireland opened in Buncrana in Donegal at the end of 2019, just a few short months before the pandemic hit. It's a sanctuary for animals who had roamed Ireland thousands of years ago, such as bears, wolves and even reindeer. Wild Ireland has been closed to visitors, though, for some months now. And I'm joined by its founder, also known as the Bear Man of Buncrana, Killian McLaughlin. Good morning, Killian.
Good morning, Claire.
Nice to talk to you again. It was last October, wasn't it, when we last had a chat? And tragically, at that time, one of your bears, Ornia, had died. Of course, we'd no idea what was in store for you and for Wild Ireland over the next few months. How have you all been coping there?
Absolutely. I mean, who could have predicted this? We're just about surviving, you know, really very much in survival mode. The good news is the animals are thriving. They're blissfully unaware of what is going on in the world. They're thriving in their new homes in the forest, and we're just concentrating on us, the people that look after them, staying healthy and being in a position to continue to provide that care for them here at Wild Ireland.
And how are you managing to feed them all?
It's not easy. There's zero income from the gates. I'm a solicitor and I have some other business interests as well that I'm just literally channeling money to looking after the animals now. The licensing authority in Ireland that allow people to open to the public that have animals are, you know, it's a very high standards, and one of their conditions before they grant the license is that you have a contingency plan that should anything happen to me. This was all pre-pandemic, bear in mind, what would happen to the animals. So in other words, if I wasn't around to look after them, where would they go? And I remember typing up my contingency plan and thinking this will never happen, but who knew we'd be falling back on it so soon. So that involved me, you know, it's a very valuable thing to do, to think about that circumstance, that situation, and where the finances would come from, and should the finances not materialize, where would the animals go after that? And that would have involved maybe rehoming them to other sanctuaries or other wildlife parks. But of course, as we've seen in the news with Dublin Zoo, Fota Wildlife Park, Wild Ireland, all these places are now in the same boat.
And, yes, they all have their similar problems.
Exactly. So where do these animals go if we have to close the doors for good? I can tell you that these animals have become part of my family and my wife's family, and I think we would sell our house before we would let anything happen to them, or before we'd give up. So as I said at the start, we're just in survival mode now, and holding our breath, anxiously waiting for the word that we can reopen the gates.
Yeah, because you wouldn't have had a very long period where you had visitors allowed in. As I say, you only opened in October and then you had the shutdown in March, open for a couple of months, then closed again. Do you think the animals would cope very well now with an influx of visitors over the summer?
The animals at Wild Ireland are really unique. They love the interaction from the guests. We do talks and we do public feeding, and the animals love seeing the public, particularly the wolves. They're very interactive. They love watching what the people are doing. You'll see the bears as people approach the viewing platforms to look into the bear habitat. You'll see the bears cocking their noses up in the air to smell who's there, and I'm sure they can smell what people have had for their breakfast off their clothes and stuff. So they definitely do get the interaction from the public, and that's all part of their environmental enrichment that keeps them stimulated. So, you know, I think they miss them, to be honest.
Do you? Isn't that interesting? Yeah. I mean, you mentioned there, you know, what would happen if you had to close. You're not close to that point, are you?
Thankfully not at the moment, no. But thankfully not. But that's because I'm working in the background and keeping the doors open myself. And, you know, a lot of people have been very generous as well. And we've had donations of food and things like that. And I thank everybody that has done that. But look, it's one of those things that, you know, we all feel as if we've become experts in COVID-19 over the last couple of months. We were bombarded with it on the radio and the media. But we're not. And we have to bear in mind that this is about public health, particularly listening to your last guest there. We realise how serious it is. You had a lady on the show last week, Claire, that I think she was a lecturer in UCD, and she was talking about, you know, how safe being outdoors is.
That's Orla Hegarty, the architect, yeah.
Correct, yeah. And, you know, people are outdoors, they are mixing, they're mixing in gardens, they're mixing in parks, and I would argue that somewhere like Wild Ireland or other parks and wildlife parks outdoors can be supervised, and we can ensure that people are sticking to the rules and people aren't, you know, there are some people that are acting very silly and taking risks, and I'm sure that's contributing to the stubbornly high numbers that we have. But the majority of people now, I think, understand how COVID spreads, they understand what the rules are. So I would argue that we would have a very safe environment that if we are allowed to open, and I hope we're allowed to open, we opened last summer, and as did lots of outdoor attractions. And I know Falch Ireland in particular are very proud of the fact that there wasn't any outbreaks last summer that could be correlated to the opening of the various attractions up and down the country. So I hope that...
We would all hope that you'll be open in places like the one you have there, Wild Ireland in Buncrana, Killian, and continued good luck to you. I know it's not easy getting through these. Let's hope it's just another few weeks before you can welcome people there again. Thanks very much. Good to talk to you again.
Thanks, Claire. All the best.
Take care. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Brian Jennings.